Hello, Rich Wilson aboard Great American 4. It's January 13th, 1500 GMT, and our position is 56 degrees 12 minutes south and 92 degrees 27 minutes west. It's been a long last 24 hours where we were in the very strong winds. We kind of cornered, and we were right in the bullseye of that system as it came across, and had steady 35 knots of wind. The seas built up pretty big, and we ended up with storm jib and three reefs in the main, and still making up to, I think we had 24 knots still with three reefs in the main, and the storm jib at one point going down a sea. The polars obviously call for much more sail than that, but it's very hard for me with my conservative bends to put up more sail than that. I keep going down, and just to try to be very safe. And then eventually we jibed, or we tack jibed, and that was a scary maneuver, because if you don't get through the tack and the boat sail flies back on its rudders, you could damage the rudders. But was able to do that, three reefs and no jib at all, rolled up the stern jib for that in the big seas to head south and to try to get away from all of that. And you know, I'm sure that some might continue along in it because making good speed, but it was just very difficult, and the seas were going to build more clearly. And so anyway, we jibed south, and then a few hours later, there was a pilot alarm and boat speed missing, and so was able to get the instruments at least coming back by putting in speed over ground, the calculated GPS speed, and put that in as a substitute for the impellers that we have in the hull to measure speed on each side. And one could imagine that since they're supposed to go between each other seamlessly, if we have two, one on each side of the boat, that perhaps there was a time when with the rolling we were doing in these big seas, that the masthead wind instruments were rolling and saying we should be getting speed data from the starboard impeller, but the starboard impeller was out of the water because the boat had rolled, and something like that might have just caused it to have speed data missing, which then shut down the instruments, and something happened in there that froze the autopilot. And so the autopilot controller was not able to adjust the course. So I called Joff and I called Rachel. This is one of the issues of the support to talk at any time, day or night. And it was 3 o'clock in the morning for them. So I got Joff and he said, yeah, go ahead and call Rachel. And I did call Rachel and spent essentially the next 3 hours on the phone with her, 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. for her time. Going through what it might be and how we would try to get it back, because that's really the big challenge, is you have to leave the tiller. If you're hand steering, leave the tiller, just try to, we were able to sail along on the compass course. It defaulted the compass away from true wind angle, and fortunately that compass course was good for the next 4 or 5 hours, and so until we sailed out of those bigger seas, we were able to keep going before trying to reset everything, which is a process where you have to shut everything down and then turn everything back on. Meanwhile, the boat is going along with no control whatsoever, because you can't be at the tiller. You have to leave the tiller and run down below, and there are 9 switches in a row that you have to change and then back up on deck. And we've gotten it down to 30 seconds, but still it's a risky proposition. So when we switched to the other pilot, that pilot didn't come back on. And so I switched back to the original pilot, and that one functioned. So that's what we're on now, but we're trying to find out why we had a setting that said pilot setup required, even though we have already set up that pilot. So that's where we stand, and now we are heading to the south, trying to get to the south of where stronger winds are going to be yet again on the approach to Cape Horn. And then we also just got an iceberg report, so the AEZ is not all-encompassing. We have a report of where the estimated drift of possible icebergs detected on December 26th are in our path, in the path of our group, except for Fabrice, who's gotten past them, I believe. So anyway, an awful lot going on down here, and we'll keep you updated. Great American 4 off.